Today we will hear a modern musical setting of a 10th century Latin prayer. The Latvian composer Rihards Dubra was born and raised in Latvia when that country was still occupied by the Soviet Union. In spite of Soviet attempts to squelch religious education and devotion, most of Dubra's choral works are religious. The words O Crux Ave come from the sixth verse of the poem Vexilla Regis. However, our verse, O Crux Ave, was written later than that older 6th century poem. Our verse was written in the 10th century, and it was then used to replace the poem's original 6th verse. So these words are often sung during Holy Week and sometimes even inscribed on crosses. Now today the cross is seen as artful sculpture, even as pieces of jewelry. During the time of Christ, the cross, as we know, represented the very worst death Rome had yet devised. Rome only crucified two classes of people, slaves or insurrectionists. Roman citizens were never crucified. Nobody quite knows how, but Jesus' followers soon started talking about the cross as a badge of honor, something Rome never intended. This type of positive thinking about the cross grew and grew, and centuries later, people even started hunting to find where the cross might be buried. Unearthed wood could be hailed as the true cross and receive devout veneration. Now today, thinking people no longer assume that the true cross actually exists, but believers do continue to honor the cross, as had the early church. Since Jesus was unjustly killed, and certainly was not an insurrectionist and not a slave, and since the church teaches that his unfair sacrificial death atoned for the sins of the world, the cross has come to be viewed as an important part of that whole process. Death is something our society struggles with. I sense that more and more people are stipulating that there be no funerals on their behalf, although people do gather to share memories, food, and drink. But today's song remembers death, honors death, and reminds us of the hope death can bring. It also specifically reminds me of the importance of Jesus' death.